Good morning,
Cardinal Dolan, Bishop Vann, Bishop Fryer, Bishop Nguyen, Father Dave, and all of our clergy, sisters, teachers, family members, and guests. I think we're going to declare this the year of the Tim, okay? Because we have Tim Buckley, we have Cardinal Tim, we have Bishop Tim, and you know, for Rollo, you may have to change your name today to Tim. I would also like to acknowledge my family, most of which are here today. My beautiful wife, Susan, Patrick, Dana, Megan, Brian, Elliot, our grandchildren, Brad, Katie, Charlie, Brendan, Connor, Aaron, and Sean, proudly dressed, by the way, in their school uniforms from, sorry, Servite people, modern day, Our Lady, Queen of Angels, and St. Catherine of Siena. Would you please rise, family, and let's give them a ring. Thank you very much for this honor, Bishop. I'm very pleased to be sharing this conference stage with Tim Buckley and Bruce Rawlinson. As you've seen, Tim Buckley has a distinguished career and truly deserves the wonderful admiration of his peers and the love of his family. Congratulations, Tim. Now, Coach Rawlinson is a longtime friend, and it is great to see him receive this well-deserved Lifetime Achievement Award today. By the way, as you know, Mater Dei was the number one football program in the United States last year. Let's give Bruce a big round of applause. Now, our son, Tim Jr., and two of our grandsons, Tim III and Andy, who's now playing football at Boston College, played football for Rollo at Mater Dei. Now, our son, Patrick, played at another fine school, Santa Margarita, and we got to get a plug in for all these schools that we've attended in this county. Now, Susan and I are the products of Catholic education. In the days when we attended parish schools, our parents' finances were meager, but they deemed the moral values and academic excellence of a Catholic school to be worthy of their investment. So we were happy to be able to send our two sons and two daughters, Tim, Stephanie, Patrick, and Megan, to the Catholic schools here in the Diocese of Orange. It is one of life's true rewards to see them excel in life and marriage, and as parents of our 11 grandchildren, to continue the tradition of sending their children to Catholic schools. We know this strong foundation prepares them to understand and love their faith, to be good and honest citizens of the world, and to undertake their future family lives and career paths with knowledge, integrity, and self-confidence. Today, our fine speakers, Cardinal Dolan and Father Dave, will bring us inspiring messages. And we've all enjoyed the fellowship at all of our tables. And a little later, we're going to be moved by two outstanding young people who will share their gratitude for the help their families received from the Orange Catholic Foundation in this event. As we know, 100% of the proceeds from this event today will support other parents who need help meeting their tuition requirements. Their children will have the Catholic education they deserve. Thank you very much for your generosity. Thank you for this honor, and God bless us.